This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two. If you just joined us, AP confirmed everything we broke a week and a half ago that Drudge carried, that they have opened the border and that the Border Patrol buses the illegals into wherever they want to go in the U.S. I haven't gotten into the other stacks of news yet, and I will do that now and take your phone calls. And I wish we were wrong about that. I talked earlier in the last hour about how weird it is to see my talking points based on hardcore analysis and truth being picked up by senators, members of Congress. I'm not bragging. We are the hottest thing on Capitol Hill, the hottest thing in the U.S. military. And I don't usually brag. I just want my crew and the audience, everybody else to realize the establishment knows how important InfoWars is. They know how important Drudge is. That's why they attack Drudge all the time. And they're attacking us all the time now. Because, you know, we're nothing special. I mean, I know how to go down to the border and find out that, there's the Border Patrol busing people in and giving them vouchers, and we have witnesses in ICE and in the city of McAllen. That's called doing your job, folks. That's why InfoWars.com is so popular. That's why this radio show is so popular. That's why DrudgeReport.com is so popular and WorldNetDaily.com is so popular. I don't think of WorldNet Daily or InfoWars.com or DrudgeReport.com or Breitbart, for that matter, as right-wing. I'm certainly not. I just want to have a country to live in. I don't want to go bankrupt. I don't want to lose my guns. I don't want to lose my future. I want prosperity. I want justice. I don't want anti-American Latin Americans running around everywhere. That's not all of them. That's who the Democrats want. Running all over me and bankrupting the country, but I don't want them sterilized either like the Democrats want. Or they can come up here and eat the GMO food and go from 100 pounds up to 600 pounds and get all their limbs sawed off with diabetes. I mean, it's such a frustrating thing to really care about people. Because, I mean, I care about everybody because I have empathy. You know, somebody giving you a massage, the best masseuses, they have empathy. They can imagine what that knot feels like and how they're grinding it out. A bad masseuse has no empathy. Sending, I have empathy, folks. I love these people. But at the same time, I understand it's like water. Water is a good thing. Except if it's turned up like a high-powered water hose, fire hose to cut through mountains with strip mining, it will cut through your flesh like a knife through butter. Like a hot knife through butter. And these people are a weapon. I love the Atlantic Ocean. I don't want to be 1,000 feet under it without a mask and a tank. And that's what this is. Yeah, water's a great thing. Strange but true. You can drink too much of it and have your electrolytes go out of balance and die. They've had folks that have run marathons and only drunk water and not gotten the minerals they need and die. So we're going to give the number out when we come back. But I just marvel here on air, and I want you to begin to marvel at the power you have, because you have the truth. And the establishment is just dishonorable liars. They've lost the info war, so now they're just going, we don't care. Yeah, we run Al-Qaeda. Yeah, we open the borders up. Yeah, we ship guns into Mexico to destabilize things and to blame the Second Amendment. Yeah, we're running energy scams and not paying any taxes. The French socialists got caught last year not paying taxes. The leadership, while they raised taxes to 101%, on the middle class, to destroy the political enemy, and a ship in unlimited immigrants, and no one got in trouble. Let them eat cake, Marie Antoinette. the Bastille. And out of this crisis, the Jacobins of the 21st century, the Illuminati, plan to bring in a reign of unholy terror that'll make the Bolshevik Revolution look like a cakewalk.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats. 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth deep earth crystals, and the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have gotten the purchase order that the federal government's put out. Now confirmed, DHS looks to buy thousands upon thousands of pairs of 6X Supreme Jabba the Hutt underwear that I could wear as a leotard, that the average man could wear or woman as a full body suit for the new migrants that are arriving. And I'm not bashing people that are extremely obese. A lot of it's the food systems, the genetic things that are happening to the glands, all the additives. People used to eat a much unhealthier diet 50, 60, 70 years ago. You can look it up, and they weren't getting this fat. It's literally, they feed rats GMO, they become obese. Obviously, some folks do eat too much, they're out of control. But you have to understand, 6X underwear is like a sailboat sale almost. I mean, it is unspeakable. And this just illustrates the insanity of them changing diapers, heating up formula, as the Border Patrol has been saying, and the head of the Border Patrol Union is on record in October of last year, 9 months ago, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. Oh, my gosh, it's almost 10 months. So Almost 10 months ago, they warned of this and said, we've been ordered to stand down, close quote. We've been down to the border, open gates, Border Patrol standing down, ICE agents blowing the whistle. And then what's this? Buses pull up, Border Patrol gets off, families, kids, women, self-propelled stomachs, they all get brought and go, where are you going? Here is your voucher that will pay the bill, wherever you want to go in the U.S., to, quote, meet your family or friends. Imagine if it was, if you were super poor and there was some wealthier country, say in South America, and there was a train from Mexico all the way down there, and all you got to do is get on the train, it's free, and then you just choo-choo, 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 or you got a plane ticket, you land at Air Force bases, if a citizen tries to fly in, they shoot you down, you land at the Air Force base down there at Biggs Field in El Paso, I'm not kidding, and you land at Biggs Field, no pun intended with our reporter being named Joe Biggs, especially named after his great-grandfather, strangely enough. And they land, and they disgorge him there. I mean, this is the level of the joke that we are dealing with. This is the out-of-control insanity that this has gotten to at this point. I'm living in the Twilight Zone. Are you living in it? And the Cruz is like, we ought to follow the law and deport them. Outrageous! It's like if your house was burning down, we ought to call the fire department. Outrageous! Or if you cut your leg off, you ought to put a tourniquet on that. Outrageous! Our border totally collapsed, and it's not like our border was lowered with Switzerland. The Swiss would put troops there, so we couldn't get in. Our border has gone down with Mexico, Guatemala, and it just gets worse from there. Oh, and again, you want to go down there? I dare you. I dare you to go to Guatemala City. I dare you to go to the major cities of Brazil. I dare you to go to Venezuela. I double dare you. In your sweltering five-star hotel that's as bad as a one-star in the U.S., and the power goes off like five times a day for hours, and there's guys with machine guns everywhere and starving children with snot all over their faces. And you might even see a few dead bodies. How's that sound? And let's say you got a business outside town. Your family's hung on to it for years. Maybe you grow coffee. Maybe you got a private school. The government shows up and says, you're going to hire all these people and pay them this or we're going to shut you down. Well, that's more money than we make. Sorry, better do it. Well, fine, I quit. Fine, we take over your school. But we own this school. We own this 300 acres. You don't anymore. And if you got a problem, I'll call the Army. And if you get a problem and smart off, an Army truck pulls up and they take you and throw you in a prison where you don't get fed unless your family brings you food. And there's crap all over the floor with up to 500 people per public giant open air cell. How's that sound? Well, that's what America's going to get. And if and I told people a while back, if you got the money, evacuate. If you got the money, evacuate. This place is fallen. The U.S. is gone. Now, when a person dies, they're dead. They don't rise again unless they're Christ or Lazarus. But a country is an idea and a culture. And if we want the phoenix to rise again, it can. But undoubtedly, I've said America was bleeding to death on the ground the last 10 years. Now we're dead. We're dead, and they didn't resuscitate in 5 minutes. We're brain dead. We're gone. But we could rise again. But America wants to, you know, act tough. And America wants to watch football games, and America wants to, you know, not care and thinks you get ahead when you don't care about anybody. And everybody wants to, you know, see what's in it for them personally. Well, what's in it for you is to have a good, honest society that creates incredible prosperity where you have honor, and that's your number one possession. That's who you are. But see, we became a dishonored nation when they could convince us that it was trendy and cool to have state-run abortuaries and kill 53 million Americans. Well, we're going to get some judgment now. And those of us that don't want the full curses to come upon us, even if you don't believe in God, in every culture, people become decadent and evil and don't care anymore. Everything collapses. The society degenerates. And guess who the number one group is targeted under this system? The ultra rich. And they think biometrics, they think checkpoints and the new TSA society and their segregated command bases are going to protect them. No, it's not. Your kids are going to venture outside. You're going to venture outside. You're going to be robbed and killed. And the elite itself will end up robbing you, not just the poor masses. The elite will kill you for your $1 billion. Even though they can print $1 billion, they're not going to like you. Maybe your wife's better looking. Maybe you beat them in a business deal 20 years ago. They're going to take you before they kill you. And they're going to videotape you being tortured because the people up top will sit there all day watching their enemies be tortured to death. That's their entertainment in every culture. In the old dungeons, they would have dungeon viewing rooms with open windows and things in Rome, Babylon, you name it. The Byzantines had it as well, where they would sit and eat lunch while people were tortured. And so you want to get rid of checks and balances for us? Your checks and balances are gone. All the police that serve this, you're not going to get your pension funds, and you're going to die young of the biological and chemical weapons in the food chain, and your children will die even younger, and then they try to have kids, they'll almost all be born stillborn. Three generations and all mammals under this bio weapon attack on the GMO are born, completely stillborn, totally mentally retarded, hair growing out of their mouths, testicles on top of their heads, intestines growing out their butts, legs sticking out their heads. And I'm not trying to be gross here. Go look up third generation GMO that you're eating, that I'm eating, fed to guinea pigs, white lab mice, rats, you name it. Hair growing out of their mouths. Testicles growing outside their body, on their backs. Out of their eyes. What happens to them is exactly what happens to us. Except our generations are every 20 years on average. Theirs are every few months. So we can see real quick. Near complete sterility by third generation. Oh, BPA may cause infertility. Study says the Boston Globe is reporting. Next they're going to tell me that turkeys gobble. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. By the way, we've done the math off the federal purchase order. Breitbart probably wants to do the math themselves and add this, or our guys can add it to an article we're doing. In the one purchase order posted on the federal website that we have here, that they just ordered in one order 42,000 pairs of 6X underwear. So let's say they give three pair of underwear to each of the large big men and women that are coming here. That is statistically tens of thousands of people that wear 6X. And statistically, let's say that's 20% of the underwear they're ordering. So we're talking about hundreds of thousands of underwear ordered. 6X, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that's enough. We've done the math. It's 42,000 pairs. Oh, boy. And they're putting some other numbers up there on the site. Now, continuing from an earlier article, but of course we'll find more. So that's what's going on that front. I haven't really gotten into this yet. I guess I could. I'm kind of stuck on this one area, the total collapse, end of the country. Literally people crying, saying, thank you, Obama, in Spanish. Yes, we can is a communist chant that the Mexicans use from the Communist Party of Mexico. Look it up. How do you say it in Spanish? See the bumper stickers everywhere with the black eagle of the Workers' Party, Farm Workers' Party, that's communist. How do you say yes, we can in Spanish?
Sí, se puede.
Yeah, say it on air.
Sí, se puede.
Yeah. So that's how you say it. Yes, we can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can live in dirt floor houses with troops in black uniforms running around. Yes, you can be in a collapsed society. I mean, I don't even know what to say at this point. Coming up, we told you they're putting up hidden microphones all over the country. They've already done it. They're just now announcing it to the slaves today. And also, Intel developing kill switches for laptops and computers, just like all the other iPads and apples and everything. That's a total control grid. Everything gets a kill switch in the New World Order. We've got more VA deaths covered up as they put them on starvation, torture, death list for most hardcore forms of death available, like dehydration. It takes about 14 days of torturous pain as your tongue swells up giant and black and blood pours out your mouth. Maybe we should send the vets to the Border Patrol stations. They get some care. Change their name.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
We can see the Earth from here. You got it. To quote the great astronaut intro from the Crystal Method. Your phone calls are coming up in the next segment. I'm going to get into the new mesh network, documents confirm police vehicles, real-time access to DHS spy cams that grab all your data and put it through the NSA. Mikhail Phelan broke that in November of last year. Time just flies. I kept saying just a few months ago. And now Chicago's rolling out the spy grid. It's already in every major city, okay? It's totally illegal. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to get into the latest on the VA, the latest on the IRS scandal. And my old friend Steve Lane, who co-hosted the show with me some back in the late 90s and was friends with Mike Hansen, he ended up moving to Tennessee. He's an engineer. And he's got a good chance. He's been endorsed by the Campaign for Liberty. And he's got a good chance of winning. He's an engineering professor now. And he co-hosted the Freedom Report with myself and others here in Austin, Texas, I think in like 97, 98, 99. And he's up in Tennessee with a good shot at winning the primary and ending up winning the general election. So to talk about the Tea Party Revolution, he'll be joining us for about 45 minutes to talk about a host of issues. He's a really smart fellow, so I look forward to having Steve Lane on air with us. And there they're showing some video of Alex Jones about in 1998. As you can see, I probably didn't have any trouble with the ladies back then. Man, I can't wait till I lose another 30 pounds or so. I've already lost almost 50. I really turned into Jabba the Hutt myself. I only went up to extra large underwear, though, at 275 pounds. I'm down to 220-something now. I can't imagine what it would be like actually weighing enough to wear 6X that the government's paying for, 40-something thousand of them for the illegals. Only in America, man. What a joke. We got to admit how far we've fallen if we're going to turn this around. Oh, briefly, these have been here for a few weeks. We've just been so busy we haven't gotten them up on the shopping cart, InfoWarsStore.com. I came up with the concept, and then Cade, one of our great designers, did the final design. It's similar to the best-selling Molon Labe T-shirt I designed that has the two-crossed M4, M16-type variants, the awesome 300 Spartan helmet with Molon Labe. Come and take it. And then InfoWars.com in a wreath under it. This is an incredibly handsome belt buckle. By the way, I'm wearing it right now. And when I wear this out with cowboy boots and with, a T-shirt, men and women, because I've had these a few weeks, like I said, walk over and say, well, that is incredible. Now, I designed the George Washington one as well, came up with the concept. One of the great graphics crew came up with the final design. But those are almost sold out. One is nickel, silver nickel, plated, pure bronze, made in the USA. Those are almost completely sold out. We've got some of the straight bronze ones left that I think are just as good. But we've got 500 of each of the new Molon Labe. And when they're gone, they're collectors, that's it. And these will sell out quickly. They're $45. Comparable belt buckles like this are $100. I mean, you go to like a cowboy shop or whatever, Justin's, they're $75 to $100, $200. These are $45. They cost 20-something bucks to get them smelted and made in the USA and individually numbered on the back with made1776.com. So these are priced to get the word out and to fund our operation. So Molon Labe, Alex Jones concept, belt buckle. And let me tell you, it's bad to the bone. I've worn the George Washington one out and haven't really gotten any comments. I've seen people looking, but most folks don't know who George Washington is, or they don't recognize him in his battle uniform on the front with his signature above it. Looks Western style with stars. And the answer, 1984, 1776. Most people don't iconically pick up what that is. You wear a Molon Labe belt buckle, baby, and let me tell you, there ain't nothing looks this good in my view. Especially with a Western style belt like that one that's got like the little bullets as the belt, not bullets in it, but it's carved bullets in that leather. That's the belt I'm wearing right now. It is simply amazing. The comments you get, people love it. And it's about liberty culture. We're this close to taking over the motorcycle culture, the good motorcycle folks with liberty, made in 1776 type, Molon Labe, come and take it, iconography, the snake, don't tread on me. The military's awake to it, loves it. That's how you take over culture, is with your signets, your symbols, your logos, your clothing, your regalia. That's what the T-shirts, All Made in America, at MadeIn1776.com are about. Or just go to InfoWarsStore.com and link through on the MadeIn1776 link. That takes you right to all the Made in America apparel, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we've got the Made in 1776 golf shirts, caps, you name it. 888-253-3139. Your calls, tons of news straight ahead. First, your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Every business owner knows how tough it is to get financing for their business. Whether the cash is needed for expansion, repairs, or growth, when you need financing, you need a reliable source. Banks are happy to hold your deposits, but don't bother to ask them for a business loan. For 10 years, Merchant Capital Source has been helping small businesses just like yours get the money they need. If your business needs as much as $250,000, Merchant Capital Source can deliver in as little as 3 to 5 days, even if you have poor credit. If you've been in business for 6 months and produce at least $15,000 in monthly sales, there's a good chance you'll qualify. At Talk About Hassle Free, we don't need to see your tax returns, financial statements, or business plans. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. Join the thousands of business owners who've learned the secret of using Merchant Capital Source to meet their capital needs. Log on to mccash.com right now for a free quote. That's mccash.com or call 800-296-0772. That's 800-296-0772. 800-296-0772.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
You know, I'm not bragging when I say this.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
But we are defending.
It's Alex Jones.
It's hard to turn a heart off. Their first few records are really good. The later ones in the 80s, not so much. You know, I tell you, Obama is a magic man. Even though this song's Barracuda. But you just make the border disappear.
Barracuda.
And the yuppies don't even know what that means. No, they don't know. They don't act trendy, though. I want to go to some of your phone calls here in just a moment. But I don't mean to brag, because it's actually sad. There were NSA whistleblowers, British NSA whistleblowers, German whistleblowers in the mid-90s. And I would cover it on the radio, and then engineers and people from the telecoms, Time Warner, would come to rodeos and car dealerships and Chewy's Mexican food restaurant. Yeah, because, I mean, a couple nights a week sometimes I would go to a remote because that's how I got paid. I would get a small percentage of the remote. And as everybody at the radio station loved to do remotes, so they'd have the sports show, you know, from like 3 to 6 on, and then I would come on from these remotes. And the more NSA documents I got, that was the age of whistleblowing. God, where are all those documents? I used to shred them afterwards. I didn't like keeping them around. And I didn't even understand this stuff, what these engineers were telling me. All of it came out with Snowden. But the stuff they were giving was even bigger and more insane. And I would get on air and say, all the Scientific Atlantic Time Warner cable boxes nationwide have microphones in them listening to you. People didn't believe it. Of course, I busted one open on Access TV on air and showed folks the microphone and you know where the engineer told me it was at. And then I delivered it back to HEB, saying it was broken. I needed a new one. Because that's how you did it back then. You dumped them off. The person said, why is it broken open? I said, you got to watch my TV show to figure that one out, lady. I got death threats over that one. I mean, really mean ones. Like, you like what we did in the parking lot that time? You pull one more thing like that, you're going to get it. And it's weird when you're 25 years old and a full-grown, mean-sounding man is saying, you do one more thing, buddy, and they've got an unlisted phone number threatening you, and there's nothing coming up on the caller ID. I mean, they would become violently angry at that point that microphones were in the... But you know what? The public had cognitive dissonance. They would just say, Alex is the loon. There's no microphones in the thing. And then people would come to my house even, you know, 15 years ago, and they first started putting the cameras in the laptops and computers. Apple's had it early on, and why do you got the thing covered? And I'd say, oh, they watch you over those. Oh, they do? Are the black helicopters going to get me? Because everybody knows that's a mega police state. Everybody knows that would never happen in America. Well, we again broke, and I'm covering this after calls, with the blueprints from a whistleblower, who hand-delivered the data files through the intermediary to our person. I mean, people had to meet literally in parking lots. Remember Matt Drudge tweeted earlier this year, maybe it was last year, that journalists have to now meet, like in the old days, in parking garages? Like Deep Throat during the whole Watergate situation? With Woodward and Bernstein? And that's because the people working in this, they know they're under surveillance. And see, that means the political class is all scared. The political class has known for decades this is going on. And they're told, shut up if you want your pension, go along with it. And now Obama meets with the cops last week, that was in mainstream headlines, and asks them, don't tell the public what we've got. The license plate readers, the data mining systems, the cell phone tracking. But it's beyond that. I learned because one of these engineers called me because once one was telling me, everybody was telling me, hey, we put in a couple hundred of them a few years ago in 96. We're now going to put in hundreds of microphones. We're going to call them gunshot detectors. Here's where you find the federal grant that Kay Bailey Hutchison got passed in the Senate. And sure enough, I reported it, and a week later, to whitewash it, the Statesman had a cover story in Metro and State, and it's in my film Police at 2000, saying, oh, gunshot detectors come to areas of Austin to detect gunshots. They don't detect gunshots. Sure, they can use it to try to triangulate. It's used to listen to you at shotgun microphones that can listen to you at hundreds of yards away. And now the companies admit that. Okay, there's now thousands of microphones and thousands of hidden cameras in Austin. And now the Austin police chief wants to wire quote your business in so you can see crimes, which sounds reasonable till you realize the globalists are using it to corner the market, control the economy, and will use it to tax people by the mile in the future. And it's a technocracy. And see, I'm here to even decompartmentalize people like Art Aceveda, who goes along with all this when he's in meetings with Obama in closed doors, as he admittedly has been in, up at the White House with other top police chiefs. Austin's like the 10th biggest city in the country now, isn't it? Hanging out with the president, and they're saying, don't tell people about this. This is important. We need you to be part of the big cover-up. So next time he comes in, we do have some systems to keep you safe, Alex, but we cannot discuss those. Just give me a break, man. Give me a break. The border's wide open. The government ships in the narcotics. The big banks launder the money. Stop it, stop it, stop it. And now Chicago Tribune. New sensors will scoop up big data on Chicago streets. They will record digital address of every device in live time, tracking the whole history of where you went and what you did. Totally illegal, totally violates your rights. But beyond that, there's microphones in it. But don't worry, it's sculptures. It's sculptures to keep you. Oh, it's beautiful. And the whole article is about how beautiful the sculpture is. You're not against art, are you? And of course, they're blasting you with electromagnetic radiation. By the way, the Toronto Star and the Baltimore Sun both reported more than 15 years ago about how DARPA was testing hidden antennas with soothing energy wavelengths to calm publics during time of distress. And now DARPA has admitted it and came out 2 weeks ago and said, we do want to put brain chips in everybody who's upset. And not just them. If you want to be in black ops now, we want you to have it. And, of course, what do they call, what is a Call of Duty's slogan? The future is black. That means secret armies that can be flushed down the toilet. It isn't cool to be in black ops, ladies and gentlemen. But all our young people, oh, black ops. Soon all they'll be is black ops. A secret army. Everyone a spy. Everyone recruited. So you can be spied on more closely. You're a doctor. You're a lawyer. You're a top scientist. You've been recruited by the CIA, or they've tried. You've been recruited by the FBI. Not because they want you to help save the country. They want to watch your butt. Now, I will tell you, there are still good people at the state level in states like Texas and Tennessee, Arizona, and a few others. Montana, Wyoming, Missouri to a certain extent, Oklahoma. Where people aren't perfect, but they love their kids and don't want to be under pure evil and are physically upset by it. Maybe it's because their ancestors fought King George, I don't know. But the issue is, the state of Texas was preparing an emergency plan when the government got rid of the border to stop at least the criminals and the drug gangs with the armored vehicles, tanks, and gunboats. And I didn't believe it when the senator first talked about it on air, another senator gave me intel 6 months ago that, no, you'd seen them deployed. And I've been told the stories about the Mexican Marines are operating on both sides. We broke that 5 years ago. And they're throwing drug cartel people out of helicopters. But that's only drug cartels that aren't paying their cut. So when your family members who are in the U.S. Army, U.S. Marines, are with the Mexican Marines, the Mexican Army's totally corrupt. It's not involved. That's actually on the other side. Los Zetas fights them. Los Zetas was founded by the CIA on record 10 years ago. To run all this, and it's come out in federal court documents. This is all a war over who controls the Mexican government, Wall Street or their own El Jefes down there. It's a civil war in the drug cartels, and our government is the ultimate drug cartel. And whenever people get busted, U.S. soldiers carrying out these ops, they just get in trouble like, oh, they were doing it on their own. But it came out in federal court of top Los Zetas operatives. They're really CIA. There's the headline, report, New American CIA working with Mexican drug cartels, of course. And if you join the U.S. Army now, you're being rotated. We only take seasoned folks for this. I know I've got family down there. I'm just going to leave it at that. They've got that Eurocopter is what they're using, not U.S. Blackhawks, So it's tight that the back opens up, and they can all run off. And it's just full-on war down there, just bleh, slaughtering, machine gunning, throwing people out of helicopters every day, just everything blowing up, just total death. And this is the average person has no idea what's going on. The public, just take your cancer shots, drink your fluoride, and get ready to get in a coffin and watch some sports. Let's go to some phone calls. Diane in NEB, Nebraska, formerly in the U.S. What FEMA region are you in, Diana?
Actually, I forgot to look it up, Alex. I used to know. I want to say 5 or 6, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think you might be in 8. Can we look up the FEMA regions? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling the last couple years, especially just the last couple months here. I've been thinking more and more about this dream I had in the spring of 2001, and I remember it because it was so striking and because I was living in a place that was very remote, and it was the first time I'd ever lived out in the middle of nowhere. And anyway, in the dream, when I came into it, I wasn't seeing like everything that's going on now. I was catching the back end of it. And it was at the end of a very, very, very long war, whether it was just a civil war or world war, I don't know.
By the way, you are in FEMA Region 8, just so you know. Go ahead.
8. Okay, thank you. I'll remember that for next time.
Well, it's good to know where you are in the former U.S., because admitting that is half the battle.
Oh, yeah, I'm there, definitely.
No, I'm saying we got to explain to the public. When I say deep behind enemy lines, I mean, I'm not joking. I'm in occupied New World Order, former United States. They now plan to mop up the media and the rest of us. So, I mean, it's just full on. And the enemy's operation is so over the top, only admitting the full horror can stop them. Go ahead.
Well, that's why I keep thinking of this dream, because in the dream there was really nothing left. I don't even know. I was still there. Now, whether I was in body or there in spirit, I don't know. But there was definitely much less than 5% of the population.
You know, it's funny. In my whole life, I've had dreams that come true, sometimes 10 years later, sometimes 10 years later, sometimes a week later. And I've told people about them. They don't happen very often. They're always very upsetting. You feel like you've been somewhere. It's very scary. And, I mean, nothing really scares me, folks. These dreams do. And sometimes it's like I'm walking down a path I've never been on, and a guy comes out and mugs me, and they're wearing the exact shirt. It's the same guy. Or a family member dies, you know, stuff like that. I've had a recurring dream that I would have when I was first about to get on air in about 1994, 95, of trying to get somewhere in the Texas Hill Country and pulling up on Mexican troops at a checkpoint, and having to look at my rifle and making the decision, and I'm going to leave the rest of the dream alone. And I remember even in the dream, I was like old, my back was hurt, not real old. I remember I was a different person. It was like the dream is so advanced, it's like you're even smarter in the dream. Like it's in a, you know, like sixth dimension able to time travel, they think, in the brain is what describes that phenomenon of prescient dreams, of like precognition. And then I'm getting the rifle and making the decision because I've got kids with me that I've got to go ahead and, because I can't go where they're taking me. And there's the knowledge they've been... No, that's a hypothetical book I'm writing before the New York Times picks it up. I'm just joking. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, my dream, the strange thing was there really was, except for one low-level spy, there really was not any New World Order left. That's not to say they weren't underground in some of their deep underground crystal palaces or whatever they have down there. But there was one... older man, looked like a professor guy, still wore a cardigan sweater, and he was a spy, but he didn't really have anyone to report to, so that was the strange thing. But what was even stranger was, like I say, this had probably gone on, this war or craziness, complete dismantling of civilization for over...
Oh, no. The official British Ministry of Defense report, you're absolutely right, from 2007 predicts total collapse and just mass death by the billions. Just type in flash mobs, brain chips is our future. London Guardian wrote a big article on it. You can read the full report. And it's just incredible when you actually read it for yourself. And now the Pentagon says, but that's the plan, but they want to stop it. No. They tell the compartmentalized Pentagon people they're trying to stop it, so they don't understand it's being engineered. Just like troops killing drug cartel people don't understand they're compartmentalized, only taking out the rival cartel of the Federal Reserve. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, is this a prescient dream? Have you ever had prescient dreams before?
Yes, and a lot of times they have come to pass, and I'm hoping this one doesn't. It stuck with me a long time after I had it. But also what was unusual was, even though and people were beyond homeless, there were still some buildings standing, but people had just been nomadic for so long that homeless wasn't even really a reality anymore. Everyone was just so used to kind of traveling in packs or solo. But at the same time, there wasn't a lot.
Well, that's why everybody's buying food and getting weapons and everything, is they can sense that things are collapsing, things are being shut down by design. Things are, and I mean, literally, most of Latin America and Africa is what you just described. So there's tiny islands in Europe, some of the Middle East, some areas of Asia, Russia, and North America, Australia, New Zealand. Everywhere else is literally dead bodies on the ground, skulls, armed gangs running around, and people just living in huts being bitten by mosquitoes. And you know, Ceylon's predicting America will collapse. I mean, they're all preparing us for this while they survive it in armored compounds and redoubts above and below ground. And that's why we've been warning everybody. God bless you, ma'am. And you know, everybody should talk about this prescience. And I'm telling you, folks. I'm telling you that you don't have to believe I had that dream or not. And let's just hypothetically for the media say I was joking. It's funny. I'm thinking about writing a fiction book along those lines. I'm really not going to start telling you what I really think, folks. It's just, the point is that, if you notice how we know about all this stuff, the point is expanding on all of this information is that we can change this future. That's only a possible future the globalists are trying to push. If we expose are the ones behind it, they won't shut down the rest of the coal power plants. Notice the Supreme Court ruled yesterday, kind of a half-hearted deal. Oh, you need to have a little bit of, you know, check with Congress. Don't shut everything down. Because shutting them all down will be too obvious. See, I mean, even though there's evil globalists in control, the average person in the system doesn't want to kill prosperity. So there's major forces battling here. And we don't have to have this collapse happen. But we got to admit it's coming to turn it around. I mean, look at this Texas State Police trying to stop the invasion.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO or organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Emails about the sixth dimension not being the dimension of time. I'm no quantum mechanics expert, but the fourth dimension is basic time, straight line. Fifth dimension is a plane. Sixth dimension is like a cube where within this dimension you can move back and forth to different points. And that's how the scientists in mainline science have computers proving prescient dreams, things like that. The problem is there's so many quacks and kooks and, you know, gypsy wagons on the side of the highway, to use a term, conning people. It's not controllable in my view. But we now have computers that electronically off of our data, the Google supercomputers, quantum computers that are able to predict the future in mass movements almost 100%. And if you're a new listener and think that sounds crazy, they've been doing it for years, but Amazon has now announced they can package your order and have it ready to ship before you order it and are, because if you're a big enough customer of them and they have enough data off the internet, they know what you're going to order before you order it. So that's what we're talking about here. The human brain can do that too. It's just that we can't control it. Let's go ahead in most cases. Let's talk to Karen in Arizona. Karen, you're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you so much, Alex, for doing everything you do. We've been calling Jan Brewer's office to call out the Arizona Rangers, like Rick Perry did, and they're finding all the kinds of excuses why they can't do the National Guard, why they can't call out the Arizona.
It's a globalist North American Union plan to collapse the country. You tell them you're going to vote them out if they don't put troops on the border and start turning these people back to Latin America. If they don't, it'll be a full collapse of Latin America through Mexico into the U.S. that will make this look like a joke. They want to wait till the crisis is unstoppable to bring in martial law using this. Absolutely, and that's why AP finally has had to admit it is on purpose. So you're calling Congress people, and they're giving you the runaround.
We're calling Jan Brewer's office.
The governor.
The governor's office. And she's saying, oh, she can't do that. I said, yes, she can. The Constitution gives her the authority to do that. She can do it. She doesn't need Congress to do it. She can do it on her own. And then now they're saying, after so many people call, well, we'll go ahead and take down your input and give it to the governor. So maybe the next solution is people going with their American flags and placards and going down to the state house.
I agree. The answer is going to these border patrol facilities, these holding facilities, with your own cameras and showing the world what's happening. And the fact that there's real media will make the mainstream whore media cover it, like we've done with the enemy Operation AP. So yes, go to the state house and stuff, but more importantly, go show the VA collapsing and then go show the illegals being given a red carpet. God bless you. We just put on TV screen the governor's phone number. You should be calling all of them. You should be calling Rick Perry. He said some stuff, and he's quietly done some stuff. I got to say, it's actually a decent job having some of the state police down there. It's not a total stand down, but we need to get just full state guard. I mean, this is an emergency. I mean, no country's ever done this. This is the end of the nation. I mean, this is off the chart. Pete in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
I was wondering, I saw a video on YouTube recently. It was basically a four-part series from Fox News that aired in November 2001, which basically showed that Israeli intelligence has control over the information networks in the USA. Now, this, I'm not like trying to be like an anti-Semite or anything.
No,
like
I don't
that.
Care. I mean, I knew right when you started talking about the Fox News.
I was just familiar.
The dancing Israelis, what's it called? The Reserve Force of Israeli spies. They talk about that in there. I tell you what, we're going to break some of the next hour. I'm going to come right back to you to finish your question. Pete in New York shouldn't have gone to you. We only had a minute left. I'm going to come back to you. Then Mike and others. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.